Each year around the world, International Women's Day is celebrated on March the 8th. This year, the theme is Equal Access to Education, Training and Science and Technology. Hundreds of events occur not just on this day, but throughout March to mark the economic, political and social achievements of women. In South Sudan, the day has special significance. During Sudan's decades-long civil war, women were often the target of sexual assaults and murder, as well as losing fathers, husbands and sons in the conflict. As the country approaches independence, women want to make sure that they have the same freedoms as men do in the new country. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Women bore the brunt of the suffering during the decades-long civil war in Sudan. Now, as South Sudan prepares to join the international communities of nations later this year, women are leading the celebrations. Karak Maik is the country director of Women for Women International Sudan chapter. She led a special celebration for International Women's Day at the Payi River Bridge near Rumbek.
Today, we are in the bridge of Payi to call upon for peace, unity, and love. Today, we are breaking all the demon spirit of the tribalism and all the demon spirit of fighting, hitting one another.
She called on the people of South Sudan to promote peace, love, and unity among themselves, shunning tribalism and violent conflicts. She urged women to put the pain of war behind them.
The women who fight all the years of fighting, the women who really suffered through the violence, through rape, all the years, now today we are giving the chance to call and to shout, to dance, even if we are suffering still, but remain just a few days to celebrate the big celebration, to have our own country, and we are going to be the first class in our own country, which is South Sudan.
Meanwhile, a local government official, Makur Kulang Liai, recognized the efforts being made to empower women through education, stating that the government is concerned about the promotion of women.
Mostly, the girls are now very important to the families because your daughter is educated. Then you will more benefit than the other family who have not put their daughters in the school. So our people have taken it serious, taking their children, girls, to the school.
Southern Sudan is expected to become an independent country on July 9th, 2011. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.